Texas just sued Netflix, and the claims inside the lawsuit are not small. The state says Netflix secretly logged what you watched, what your kids watched, how long they sat in front of the screen, and then made money off all that data while telling users it was private, ad-free, family-friendly platform. In this video, we're breaking down exactly what Texas is accusing Netflix of, what Netflix is firing back with, and how this might change every streaming service you use. First, let's break down the specific things Texas is accusing Netflix of doing. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says that Netflix built what is essentially a surveillance profile on its users. He said Netflix isn't just collecting your viewing preferences, but also your device data, home network activity, app behavior, and specific viewing habits of children. According to the lawsuit, none of that was properly disclosed or consented to. Second, Texas says Netflix collected behavioral data on children specifically. They collected what they watched, how long they watched, and what kept them from clicking next. Then they used that information for commercial purposes. The lawsuit says parents were never clearly told this was happening. Third, Texas says Netflix's autoplay feature wasn't just the convenience. They're calling it intentional design to keep people, especially kids, watching longer than they naturally would. The state wants a court to force Netflix to turn off autoplay by default on children's accounts. And last, Texas says that Netflix marketed itself as an ad-free and privacy-respecting platform. Then they collected data in ways that directly contradict those promises. That gap between what Netflix said and what it actually did is the heart of the legal case. Texas is filing this under the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, a 1973 consumer protection law that bars businesses from misleading consumers, and penalties can hit up to $10,000 per violation. Multiply that across millions of users, and that number gets big fast. Beyond money, Texas also wants Netflix to stop targeted advertising without explicit consent and delete all data it allegedly collects without permission. Netflix isn't staying quiet. Their official response said that the lawsuit lacks merit and is based on inaccurate and distorted information. Netflix says they take their members' privacy seriously and complies with privacy and data protection laws everywhere they operate. Their defense is straightforward, stating that the facts are wrong, they follow the law, and their parental controls and privacy practices are already transparent. But here's the thing about this case. It's not just about Netflix or Texas. Every major streaming platform runs on behavioral data. Recommendations, advertising, and content investment all flows from knowing exactly how users behave on the platform. What makes this case different is that Texas isn't only going after the data collection, but they're also going after the design. Autoplay as a legal problem is a new argument, and if it gains traction, it puts every engagement-driven design feature in entertainment apps under a new kind of scrutiny. There's also a line in the complaint pulled from the former Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, where he said Netflix's biggest competition isn't other streaming services, it's sleep. In a lawsuit about addictive design, that quote is going to be hard for Netflix to explain away. The case is early and without a verdict or settlement, but the legal strategy Texas is using, consumer protection law aimed at the platform design and kids' data, is one that other states are going to be watching closely. Win or lose, this case is already reshaping the conversation about what streaming platforms owe their users. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.